school shootings in this country happen over and over. They're repetitive, so common that it's easy to feel numb. But when you learn the details, every shooting is distinct, the lives involved are distinct, and when you learn more, you feel what happened. In yesterday's shooting in Winder, Georgia, the gunman killed two teachers and two students. And maybe gunman is not the word, because he's 14. There's a backstory. Agents from the Federal Bureau of Investigation stood in his home last year when he was 13 and asked him questions. CNN's reporter Lee Waldman is at Appalachian High School.
So last evening, the FBI told us they made contact with a then 13-year-old at that 13-year-old's home. And at that point, the 13-year-old had made several anonymous threats to unidentified locations, unidentified times, to commit a school shooting. And at that point, they had spoken to the teen's father, and the father had said that they had several hunting rifles at the home and said that their teenager did not have access to those hunting rifles. Now, the teen, when confronted by the FBI, had denied making those threats, which is why the FBI had said they did not have probable cause to make an arrest at that point last year.
Just tragic to think about. And we hear from the FBI that the father said, well, there are guns in the house, but the guns are secure. How does this story from 2023 cast yesterday morning's shooting in a different light?
Well, we also know that yesterday morning, officials at the school had received threats to five other schools in the area, and that Appalachian High School was identified as the first location where the shooting was going to happen. So we know that there were multiple threats made, and unfortunately, Appalachian High School, there was a shooting that did occur. So there was suspicion that something could have happened, and now with hindsight, there was premonition that if they could have acted sooner, maybe that the shooting could have been prevented had action been taken last year.
So how is the community responding to this shooting?
Last night, there was a vigil that was held in a local park here in Winder, Georgia, and this community is reeling from this shooting. No one ever suspects that this is going to happen in their own community. This high school here holds roughly 1,900 students. It's not a large high school. You saw parents flocking to the school, rushing to get their kids. Many of the kids left their phones in the classroom, so parents weren't able to get in contact with their students. So they were terrified that their kids weren't going to walk out of the school. And then you think of the staff also inside. They didn't know if their loved ones were going to come home from work that day. So obviously, this community is grieving.
Would you just describe the scene where you are as we're talking a little bit before sunrise on this morning?
Yeah, it's incredibly dark. It's incredibly quiet here. The parking lot is full, but it's roped off by crime scene tape. I'm surrounded by other media from outlets across the country here, but it's very, very eerily quiet. And the lights inside of this school are on and the flags are at half staff, but it's eerily quiet and school buses are still here. So it seems like time was paused on a Wednesday when school should have been in session.
CNN reporter Lee Waldman in Georgia, thanks so much.
Thank you.